From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Boston remain on alert, although competing rallies have wrapped up there. These rallies come in response to, and just a week after, violent protests in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, where a group of white nationalists gathered to protest the removal of a Confederate statue. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti is in Boston.
I'm standing in the middle of Boston Common, where thousands of people are still gathered, even though one side of the protesters has completely dispersed. What we have left are the counter-protesters that marched here from 3 kilometers away. The police are out in full force. Now they're riding their motorcycles through the middle of this Boston Common just to try to get the crowd to leave. Here's what actually happened here. The police were afraid that there would be a confrontation between the two sides, which never materialized, and here's why. The free speech organizers who are accused of being neo-Nazi, white supremacists, et cetera, were too far from the counter-protesters for the counter-protesters to hear them, and they had no microphone. So they said their piece at the stage, and then they were escorted out without violence on either side.
Russian authorities say a man who was moving along the main street stabbed people in a Siberian city. Officials say 8 people were injured in that attack Saturday. The Russian Law Enforcement Committee said in a statement that the attacker has been killed without them providing any additional details. Russia's TASS news agency reports the man likely had a psychiatric disorder. This is VOA News.